Proclamation number 0388 of 25th of April, 1938. The Conscience. Conscience is the true guide to eternal life. And the one who listens to it, as his inner voice admonishes and teaches him, will not need to fear going astray. And if one of the children goes astray, then it truly did not pay attention to what the Father demanded through the voice of the heart, and so it can only be explained when the call of conscience becomes weaker and weaker. And finally, every warning is stifled in man. Then man has to blame himself if it becomes so difficult for him to obey the commandments of God. For his indifference to the inner voice threw him from the right path. The bodily ear of humans would rather receive everything else. It does not want to hear any admonitions or warnings that came to it from within, from the heart. And so slowly this voice became quieter, to finally say nothing at all, because the call of the world was much rather obeyed and drowned out this inner voice. If a warning passes the heart and ear of man unheard, then also no excuse will be found, and likewise such a man who does not fulfill what the inner voice prescribes to him, will have to walk in darkness. God the Lord created man so that he can recognize when he wants to. He has given him for this purpose a constant control of himself and the voice of his conscience. If he listens to this, it will very soon be clear to him what the purpose and goal of his life is. And if he now conscientiously obeys this voice, then knowledge will also come to him. It will always guide him, and man does not need any other signpost as long as he does not fight against this inner voice, but observes it as a constant reminder from the Lord. And how sensibly the Lord has created you that you are to form yourselves, and for this purpose he gave you a constant companion, and therefore none of you remained without the proof of his favor. I.e. that each of you earthly children really understands this inner voice well and therefore cannot have an excuse to have remained without warning and admonition. You all can think, and don't you all have to feel in your hearts what is right and what is wrong? And will you not try, if possible, to always do what is right? If you are constantly and repeatedly admonished, then you must be grateful to the Heavenly Father, who makes his will known to every child through the voice of conscience, although it is correctly recognized by even a few. He speaks with every single one of you, and so the work of the Deity on you people starts. Through the voice of conscience, free will is not hindered because you can accept it or also not hear. But then you will stifle the fine impulses, which connect you with everything spiritual, and your struggle on earth will be far more difficult. The one who bends before the Savior with love will hear the loving words of the Savior in the voice of his conscience and will joyfully fulfill all his desires, and so the voice of conscience will be for him the true pillar of all spiritual thinking and experience, because the one who obeys this voice will become more and more enlightened in spirit and heart, and he will never lack the strength to open the gate to eternal bliss, because he will then act exactly as the inner voice dictates, which is the voice of God. Amen.